Good morning, it's What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hennon. Scott a little under the weather this morning, so we'll be flying solo. He gets to be tucked in nice and warm as we're dealing with some of this winter weather. And coming up a little bit later this hour, we're going to talk with National Weather Service, get the latest. We'll talk with Corey King, find out what's going on with this storm track and how it's going to affect North Dakota. This is one of those ones that kind of protracted as we were supposed to get a storm system hitting us later in the week, Wednesday into Thursday, and now it, for all intents and purposes, started on Sunday in the eastern portion of the state, but now weather conditions deteriorating across the entire state as we had a little freezing rain. And in the preview for this, to temperatures dropping down into the snow conditions, and if you head up to the northern part of the state, a little bit snowy, southwestern portion of the state, a little bit snowy as well. In fact, we'll get to the road conditions, but nasty driving out there a little bit. And that's one of our Facebook questions. If you have any comments, love to hear your road reports this morning. Let us know what the road conditions are where you're driving. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or if you'd like to go to our Facebook or our Twitter page, you can go to the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to be. One of the questions on Facebook this morning, what's the biggest mistake people are making driving in winter weather conditions? Do you think a lot of that's because of the influx of out-of-state residents, out-of-state individuals that are coming to North Dakota for work? I'd say yeah, I think that is. If you grow up here and you're used to the weather conditions, I mean, I remember being younger, and I don't recall a whole lot of weather conditions that prevented me from getting where I wanted to go or where I needed to be. Probably some conditions I really shouldn't have driven in, but that being said, always got where you're going. You just prepared for the weather. You prepared for the worst. You made sure you had a grain shovel along so you could dig yourself out. And you always got there safely. It's just you slowed down. You took your time. But we were used to those driving conditions. What are your thoughts on that? You can weigh in on our Facebook page or give us a call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Love to get some of those road reports across the state. As of right now, there are no areas where travel is not advised across the state of North Dakota, but I'm guessing that's probably going to change as we get into the teeth of the storm a little bit. Around the region, northwestern North Dakota, up in the Williston, Tioga area, they're looking at scattered ice across the roadways, also ice and compacted snow for the driving conditions. In the southwestern portion of the state, scattered snow drifts. So there's enough snow out there for actual drifts, and that's the Killdeer area southwest all the way down to the intersection between South Dakota and Montana border. So some nasty driving conditions down there. As far as south of the Bismarck-Mandan area, still in seasonal to good driving conditions. It does deteriorate as you get a little bit to the east, though, in the south-central and south-eastern portion of the state. Scattered ice, so some slippery roadways out there as you're doing some traveling. And then up in the north-central portion, Minot to Devil's Lake, conditions are scattered snowdrifts once again. And then the northeast portion of the state, weather starting to slide in with some scattered snowdrifts. And we're looking at some seasonal to good driving conditions. Basically, Grand Forks north of the border, that's probably going to change very quickly. As you go south of Grand Forks, down towards Fargo and down towards Wahpeton, they're experiencing scattered ice. So roadways extremely slippery this morning. In fact, a lot of accidents reported in the southeastern portion of the state. North Dakota Highway Patrol saying between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday, they responded in the southeast region to 26 crashes and 40 vehicles in the ditch. Of the 26 crashes, 23 were property damage only. Three resulted in minor injuries. And the Highway Patrol said the first injury crash happened on Highway 18 near Armenia, involving a car and a commercial vehicle. The driver of the car suffered minor injuries and was transported by ambulance to a Fargo hospital. Several other injury accidents as well. So some very slippery road conditions out there as you're maybe traveling around the state. Try to get where you need to be, though, because this is going to deteriorate probably quickly this morning. If you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear your road report. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you email us at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's get to the phones. Leon in Fargo, what are you seeing out there for road conditions?
Good morning, Mr. B.
Good morning, Leon.
I had a report from a client of mine that it advised that Veterans Boulevard has compacted snow. And so it's really, you really need to be cautious driving on Veterans Boulevard. And as a side note, I'd like to say, West Fargo, get it together. I mean, come on, there's like four schools on Veterans Boulevard. So, yeah, get out there and clean up the roads.
Yeah, and Veterans Boulevard is in West Fargo, runs north-south. What would that used to be, 9th Avenue or 9th Street or something like that?
I believe so. But
south of the interstate.
Just leave yourself enough cushion, like two car lengths, maybe one and a half, two car lengths, just to give yourself enough stopping distance because the snow is compacted out there.
Well, thank you very much for the road report, Leon. Drive safe, my friend. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Mark in Grand Forks, what's on your mind today?
Abolish property taxes in North Dakota. Don't listen to Governor Dalrymple's little con game about another quote-unquote reform, sounding a lot like Obama now, always running reform stuff. And last week, you guys had Eugene Greiner on,
mm-hmm.
right? And he was talking about the bubble, essentially, that's been created by the Fed's loose money policy, meaning commodity prices on the farms and oil are being pushed up by a falling value of the dollar. And then he went on to talk about the profligate spending of North Dakota legislature, spending it as fast as they bring it in. But then Scott cut him off and took a caller. But the point is, Dalrymple lives in a bubble, see? And he wants us to think everything's going to be just fine. Don't trust him. Protect your private property rights. And let's get an initiated ballot measure going to abolish property taxes for once and for all in North Dakota. It's all about protecting our private property rights from profligate politician spending.
Mark, thanks for the
call. Go to yesm2.com.
Now, Mark, though, you profess yourself a little bit as being, as far as property taxes, fairly well-informed. Isn't that just sliding the tax burden from one facet to another?
You mean like the last two reforms, whatever they call the buy downs, $850 million buy downs, robbing Peter to pay Paul? Yeah, it's shifting taxes, but we're way beyond that now, Mr. Bakken. We have out of control spending at the state and federal level. We're heading towards a national debacle like the city of Detroit. And if the only way we're going to protect our private property rights is to abolish property taxes, it's that simple. The shell game by the politicians of shifting costs will continue. We property owners must take a stand and abolish property taxes in this state.
Well, Mark, thanks for calling in. We're going to talk with North Dakota State Senator Dwight Cook coming up at 10:30 this morning. He's the chairman of the Senate Tax Committee, and we're going to discuss the governor's property tax reform task force, which is announced today. Actually, they're making the announcement on the details of that about 9:30 this morning. Senator Cook was invited to serve on that task force. We'll get details on that coming up at 10:30 this morning. Your road reports, what the conditions are you're seeing around the state of North Dakota, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You know, I was up at the Capitol yesterday for a little bit, and I had an opportunity to stop and watch them putting up the North Dakota State Christmas tree, and we're fortunate enough in the state that it is a Christmas tree because that's not the case in a lot of places. Rhode Island, for a great example, the governor there in Rhode Island, Lincoln Chafee, has given up trying to make a point about the separation of church and state in his state during the holiday season. Chafee said the 18-foot blue spruce that will be raised inside the state house on Thursday will be called a Christmas tree. Now, in the past, the Democrat has faced criticism for calling it a holiday tree in deference to the state's diverse population. One lawmaker, according to reports, was even planning on holding her own tree lighting ceremony in protest, and in 2011 helped pass a resolution through the state house declaring the Christmas tree a Christmas tree. JP said that when he came into office in 2011, he just told his staff, do whatever his predecessor did the year before. You might want to look into that a little bit, but fortunately in North Dakota, we do have a Christmas tree. And if you go to our Facebook page at whatsonyourmindradio.com, I put a picture of that up there. So as the folks are up at the Capitol, we're decorating that yesterday afternoon, and it's a beautiful Christmas tree. So fortunately in North Dakota, we're kind enough to have a Christmas tree. Weather information around the state, we'll get details coming up at the bottom of the hour as we talk with the National Weather Service. One more quick phone call before we hit the break. Ben, Ben, hold on a second. We'll get your road report after the break here. But if you got some dangerous conditions out there, just let everybody know what's going on around the state. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Henn, and this is What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a
hometown try. KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, patent cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer, that awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people to call now.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bachman, along with Scott Henn. Scott, a little under the weather today, so he'll be back with us again tomorrow. Around the region, weather-wise, Bismarck, Mandan, 15 this hour. Williston at 6, 10 in Dickinson, Minot, 7. In Bowman, they're at 14, 17 in Jamestown, 13 in Devil's Lake. Grand Forks at 20 this hour. Fargo, 23. Miles City, Montana, 17. In Mobridge, they're at 20. Rapid City at 19. Aberdeen, 21. Lemon at 14 this hour. Winter weather moving in. Travel advisory around the state. No roads closed as of yet, but deteriorating in the western portion of the state. moving east quickly, but some slippery conditions across the entire state due to icy roadways. You can weigh in with your road report, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with National Weather Service and get an update on this storm system and how it's going to move and the timetable when it is coming in to North Dakota. One of the topics I wanted to discuss today, Blue Cross Blue Shield deciding that it will not extend discounted health plans. Is that a good idea? What are your thoughts on that? Are you one of the individuals with Blue Cross Blue Shield that could be losing that plan? What's the ramifications to you? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Ben and Keene, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good, Ben. What are the roads looking like up in your neck of the woods?
Well, from Watford to Newtown, they're not bad. Where the tires are, it's bare, but just keep it down to 45 and we'll all be okay. It's just those guys at speed that's going to mess things up. Yeah, this is a beautiful country. I'm one of those weird guys, been here for a year and actually likes the country.
Where are you from?
Oregon and Idaho, and it snows and gets cold there, too. We have the road closed over there in La Grande, Oregon, where I live, more than any other place on the entire interstate. But the one thing that Oregon does have that I hope North Dakota catches up with, it's just more gravel trucks and sand trucks. That's the only difference here that I see. Just need a few more trucks on the road throwing sand. That's it.
You know, one of the biggest arguments against the salt side of that, though, is you, being that our neighbors to the east, Minnesota, uses salt, and I lived in Michigan where that's probably the worst salt state there is, what it does to your vehicles. Is that a concern? When you lived in Oregon, I used to live in Oregon, but I lived down in Portland, and hey, it really wasn't a concern as far as weather.
Now, what's a life worth? A new car? I mean, that's kind of what it comes down to.
Yeah, slow down. That's the biggest piece of advice. Just slow down in the weather conditions and drive to the weather conditions. And, you know, I'll throw that out there even when the roads are nice. When you're in the oil patch, slow down and drive very nicely.
And Oregon. Oregon has the state police, which are paramilitary, and they let no one off. And that's the other thing. When people hit Oregon, you either slow down or you get a ticket, and I liked it. I mean, that's it. The cops didn't let anybody off. They'd write their own mother a ticket. So I enjoyed that. I mean, seriously, I had friends that were state police. I went to high school with, wrote me a ticket.
Ben, unfortunately, I know that firsthand from living in Portland, so I know you're right on there. So safe travels today, and good advice from Ben up in Keene. Thanks for the phone call. Slow down. If you're up in the oil patch, or no matter where you are, drive to the conditions. Also, if you'd like to weigh in on our Facebook page, we've got a question up there on some of your biggest concerns as far as driving, some of the biggest mistakes people make. Jerome weighs in. Cruise control. Yeah, shut it off. Then to fast conditions. As a volunteer fireman in western Morton County, when we see an accident, those are the main two reasons we hear at the scene. So cruise control and drive to the conditions. Make sure you do not have your cruise control on in slippery conditions. So thanks for weighing in on our Facebook page. You can do that by going to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Back to the phones, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Charles in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, one of the things that I'm disturbed about is here we have the governor come out with a property tax commission. We have people that have been on this fight for years, have written a book, have had studies done, and they're not even being considered part of this commission. I don't understand that. You know, if it's not going to be smoke and mirrors, you would think that the governor would want the citizens, some people like Bob Hale or Charlene, part of this commission. And as for the guest that you have coming on next, Dwight Cook, you know, he sat there at a county commissioner's convention during Measure 2 telling people that they didn't know what a legal obligation was. Well, they write legal obligations. That's what legislation is. And, you know, we have people out there who opposed property tax relief and elimination of the property tax. And now they're all coming to, you know, cities like Minot want $125 million bonds. But I think if he's serious about property tax relief, that he would go to the people and not the people that have been propping up property tax. That's what I have to say.
Charles, full disclosure, you're Charles Tuttle, and you work with Empower the Taxpayer, and you've been, you were very outspoken last time around trying to get Measure 2 passed. Yeah. You mentioned some of the difficulties. Now, Empower the Taxpayer is putting on another version of this, but it's going to be the same version that they tried to run through last time, correct?
Well, the only way you solve the property tax problem, because it's like a weed, you can cut it down 100 some times like the legislature's done. The legislature gave $800 million in property tax relief, and yet no one has seen their bills go down. And that's the problem. And
now, Charles, one of the things that Empower the Taxpayer was ramped up about was the local control issue. And I agreed on that. But we kind of had two different tacks. You were saying for me, the local control issue is the fact that the people aren't engaged in that local control. You've got the school boards and the city councils and the county commissions that nobody shows up at those meetings. People don't come to those meetings.
Local control involved when they want to dig into the taxpayers' pockets. You talk about curriculum, you talk about the DPI. There's no local control when it comes to the actual educating of our children. Only time local control is ever mentioned is when they want to dig into the taxpayers' pockets.
Now, one of the problems I had with Measure 2 last time, Charles, was the fact that it's going to slide the tax burden somewhere else. And I do like a balanced approach.
We spent $4 billion more this last legislative session than we did last legislative session. Where did that money come from? Did that come from a shift?
No, I don't believe it did.
So then that's not a relevant issue because we're so flush with cash, correct?
But can you count on the fact that we're going to be flush for cash for a long, extended period of time?
Not with this legislature, you can't, because they're going to spend it all, no matter how much. Right now, we have $3 billion sitting in the Common Schools Trust. We have a strategic investment and improvement account that they created from the oil and gas account, which was in the school lands. It didn't have any lands assigned to it, and all of a sudden it has 700,000 acres assigned to it, and it's generating billions of dollars in revenue, and now Jack Dalrymple is using it to give $9 million to Watford City, $4 million to his drone program. He's using this money out of the school lands that they claim they can't build schools with. Doesn't make sense.
Charles, we're going to have a spirited debate on this going forward. This is a topic that's not going to go away in North Dakota, nor should it go away. Thanks for your passion on this. Thanks for calling in. It's What's in Your Mind. We'll talk with the National Weather Service coming up next. We'll get the latest on this storm moving into North Dakota. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hennen. This is What's in Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And, Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And, you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off, and we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're tuned to What's On Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You know, agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota. North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for our members. But we're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. People just like you are connected about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and economic progress. We provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides its members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remains strong for generations to come. Learn more about all Farm Bureau has to offer at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Before we get to the National Weather Service, quickly, let's get to Jonathan in Newtown. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I was calling on the property tax issue. I'm not as well versed in this topic as some of your callers, but it seems to me that, you know, some of the people, what I'd be worried about is, you know, you don't pay your property taxes, they come take your house. What if you just did away with that stipulation? I'm not even sure if that's even in the law, because if I don't pay the taxes, how can I ever really be a property owner? If I don't continue to pay it, you'll take it from me.
Well, that is a valid point, Jonathan. You know, and the simple solution to me is a property tax credit. You set that number about $150,000. You should eliminate most of the issues with retirees and people with disabilities. They should be free and clear because most of them aren't living in homes that are over $150,000.
Yeah, that's true. Unless you live on a farm, a family farm that's been in your family for generations, how could you honestly say you ever own it? If you don't pay it, someone will take it from you. Maybe just do away with that. Still keep the property taxes the same. I think, you know, that would ease my mind about it. And that's pretty much all I had to say.
Jonathan, thanks for the phone call. Heated debate as we start heading into this next fall's election cycle. One more quick call. Fred and Wing, you got a road report for us.
Yeah, on the property tax issue. If we would have eliminated them last spring, or a year ago last June, would have cost us $85 million or $850 million. Well, we spent it. The governor's budget was $825 million, and that's all gone. We still got the taxes. You ain't gonna stop these people unless you get rid of them totally. But I called about the weather. I'd like to talk about this weather. I'd like to talk to this guy that's gonna come on. You know, those people that were out on the road that night, And they got in accidents. They didn't know what was going on. I think we got something going on with the radio stations. The Weather Bureau is getting the information to the radio stations, but all we're getting is a forecast for the next day after 6 o'clock at night and during the day. And I believe what's happening is the Weather Bureau is spending all the money, doing a good job finding out what's going on, but there's a disconnect. When people are out on the road, all they got is a radio. And they don't even, if you turn to the radio now, all you're going to hear is from 10 o'clock in the morning on is a forecast for tomorrow. You never hear what's happening 20 miles away from you. You never get a radar, somebody reading the radar and telling you where stuff is at. And I think that the radio stations, and Clear Channel might be guilty of this too, they are using that as a ploy so that you have to wait till 6 o'clock in the evening to watch it on your TV station, or wait until the weather station is. They're using the weather reporting instead of giving it to us every 15 minutes when it comes on. They're using it to sell advertising space, and we're not getting the radar coming out that way. They're kind of wanting us to go to our iPods or wait for the information to come on at 6 o'clock news or at the 10 o'clock news, so that they're using that radar to sell advertising. And I think it's sad.
Well, Fred, I do know that as weather breaks, we do follow the weather very closely because we know how important it is for North Dakotans and how quickly it can change. So, you know, I'll bring that up with management. Maybe that's something we could look at to be even more diligent on. So, Fred, thanks for the phone call. Speaking of weather, time to check in with the National Weather Service here in Bismarck, meteorologist Corey King. Corey, thanks for joining us. We've got quite a little storm system setting up. This is really a complex storm, isn't it?
Thanks, Steve, for having me. And you're right. It has been a challenge the last, you know, several days as we've been kind of tracking this system as it's been working its way across the northern plains in North Dakota. You know, it's kind of come in several different ways where we've had some mixed precipitation, some freezing rain, which definitely had impacts. You know, yesterday, northern parts of the state managed to pick up somewhere between 2 to 3, maybe 5 inches in the north, you know, yesterday. And then now we've got the next piece coming through here today. We've already got 1 to 3 inches reported across parts of southwest North Dakota, and visibilities are being reduced over towards the Dickinson area along I-94. So without a doubt, it's been a complex system simply because it's come in, you know, several different ways. And it just wasn't a system that just produced all snow. We had the mixed precipitation associated with it, which added that next layer of complexity, if you will.
Corey, I want to go back to a comment that Fred made about the National Weather Service and about the reporting when you start tracking a storm like this. Give us a little thought process. What goes into setting up the model for a storm coming in? Last week we were hearing about a Wednesday into Thursday storm, and this really protracted into a bigger system than what most people were thinking as they were coming back from the holiday, from Thanksgiving. Fred had mentioned that he thinks the National Weather Service, the weather reporting, does a good job. There might be a little disconnect getting that information disseminated to the media outlets. Can you walk us a little bit through that project process? How do you set up that model, protract that model, and grow that model into having precise weather for a precise region at the precise time?
Right. You know, there's a lot of different computer models that we look at in regards to putting together a weather forecast. And a lot of times what will end up happening is we might see, you know, one or two model solutions that'll suggest that there could be a storm in the later periods in this case. But there could still be some disagreements amongst, you know, the models on where exactly that's going to be. So what we'll start doing is talking about the potential for a storm. And then as we start seeing the computer model solutions come together and we're able to actually sample that particular storm, a lot of times the models are going to struggle until they can actually get that particular storm to kind of hit ground, if you will, across the western U.S. And once we get it into our data network, we're able to sample it much better. And then we start, you know, developing confidence on exactly where that computer model is going to track it as the solutions start coming in together. And obviously that's where the forecasters come in too. You know, we've got the modeling out there, but the forecasters are here to make the decisions on, you know, which models they prefer and why, and which models are tending to do a better job at the time. When it comes to the distribution channels that we've got, you know, we've still got a lot. While we do have a lot of cool new technologies that we've been, you know, using to disseminate our messages out there, we're on Twitter and Facebook nowadays. You know, you can go to our website. We're using YouTube to provide briefings at times when we start getting into some of these more complex type systems here as well. But we do still have, you know, the other channels that we've used in the past as well. Weather radio is still out there. So if you're on the road traveling, you can turn on your weather radio and get a broadcast for that particular area. Also, you know, when it comes to just sending out our products themselves, we still send those out, you know, in a similar fashion like we've always done. So we've, you know, embraced the new technologies, but we haven't, you know, taken away anything that we've done in the past either.
If you have any questions or comments for Corey King, meteorologist, National Weather Service, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. So hopefully that answers a little bit of Fred's question. As far as this system setting up, when I was looking at the radar, if I read the radar correctly, there's still a portion of this system that's out into the Pacific Ocean. This is a big system, isn't it?
It is. It's a very large system. And, you know, the other thing that I want to, you know, emphasize as well, besides the snow, which I think a lot of times people focus in on, you know, how much snow are we going to get, you know, and rightly so, because it has, you know, large travel impacts, but there's going to be just a lot of cold air associated with this as well. You know, we're looking for wind chill values as we go to the end of the week, you know, in the 30s below zero with high temperatures pretty much staying around, you know, five below in the Bismarck area with lows dropping into the teens below zero. So it's just going to be, you know, bitterly cold once we get this system to kind of move its way across and kind of bring that cold air down. And once that cold air gets here, it looks like it's staying around for a little while. Right now, even on Monday, we've only got a high of around zero going. So it just looks like once the cold air comes, it's going to be here to stay for a few days at least.
Are we pretty set on how this system is going to track? Walk us through the rest of today across North Dakota, tomorrow and Thursday.
Right now we've got a winter weather advisory for parts of the northern parts of the state. And then as you come down towards the Bismarck area, we've got a winter storm warning that's in effect now, and that's going to run until 6 o'clock on Wednesday. We're looking for about 6 to 8 inches of storm total snow through the day on Wednesday. And like I was saying earlier, you know, we've already started seeing some of that snow accumulating across the southwestern portions of the state. And we just expect that to continue to work its way on towards the east here as the day progresses on. You know, one thing, you know, without a doubt, when we first started looking at this storm, we were starting to initially kind of look at the northern parts of the state perhaps for being kind of in the target zone, and it's moved around a little bit. But overall, I think everybody, you know, by the time it's all said and done, is going to, you know, definitely have some snow on the ground from this particular storm.
What kind of snowfall totals are we looking across the state of North Dakota?
You know, right now in the winter storm warning area, which again is roughly, I guess, if I had to pick a spot with it, you could kind of say kind of south of Highway 2 in many ways. We're looking at about 6 to 8 inches, and then as you start going north of there, we've already seen some totals of 2 to 4, maybe 5 inches, but with an additional today, perhaps of another, you know, few inches up there as well. So the heaviest snow today is definitely going to be across the southern part of the state is what it looks like. And then the north, again, they're going to, you know, see an additional 2 to 4 on top of what they already received yesterday into the last night.
As far as the cold conditions, I know there's some wind chills involved with this system, and then the bitterly cold you mentioned as far out as Monday. Do we have any thought process on how long this cold snap, at least the truly frigid temperatures, are going to last across the state of North Dakota with this?
Right. You know, it's interesting. We were just kind of looking at some of the extended models, and they're still trying to throw a bunch of cold air down at North Dakota. As a matter of fact, just kind of looking at the 8 to 14 day outlook, we're still favored for below normal temperatures across a good portion of the United States, as a matter of fact. And North Dakota is kind of in the bullseye of where we're looking with some of that colder air. So right now there's no real good signs of a warm up, if you will, in regards to, you know, getting temperatures back up towards, you know, normal or above. We're still, you know, kind of right now entrenched, it looks like, into that cold air into next week.
Corey, we're up against the break. Thanks for coming on. National Weather Service Corey King on What's in Your Mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, why do farmers belong to organizations like Farm Bureau?
As our urban population grows, the understanding of how farming contributes to our personal lives, our state's economic productivity, and our country's stability decreases. That's not good for any of us. Working together through organizations like Farm Bureau helps farmers and ranchers identify important issues and solutions to those issues. For instance, at the Farm Bureau annual meeting that was just held, the delegates directed the organization to undertake an initiated measure petition drive to reform property taxes in the state. Farmers and ranchers saw a need to change how property taxes are collected and used and decided to get a plan developed and take it to the people of the state. By belonging to organizations like Farm Bureau, individuals can make a difference.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Learn more about the organization by visiting the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. That's ndfb.org, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon. Scott, a little under the weather today. This is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also, you can go to our Facebook or our Twitter by going to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'd like to thank Corey King from the National Weather Service for joining us. We'll keep up to date with the latest as this storm system moves across North Dakota. Rather large system is, as you heard, still the trailing portion of it out into the Pacific Ocean. So this system going to be around for a while, and this cold Arctic air unfortunately going to be around a little bit longer than any of us had hoped or would like. Your road reports this morning. Love to hear what the road conditions are where you're traveling this morning. You can weigh in on our Facebook page as well. We got a question up there on what some of the biggest mistakes as far as driving in some of these winter conditions are. You know, a couple of the biggest pieces of advice. First of all, slow down. Drive to the conditions. Second of all, no cruise control. Just turn your cruise control off. Drive the old-fashioned way. That's what the right foot for. Put it on the pedal and use it. Make sure you leave plenty of space between you and the next vehicle. And the biggest thing is drive to the conditions. If it warrants that you need to leave a 16th of a mile between you and the next vehicle because of icy conditions, then do so. And definitely slow down, especially out in the oil patch. That's advice for anybody that's driving around the oil patch as well. Another question we've got up on our Facebook page was Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Dakota right to decide not to extend discontinued health plans canceled under Obamacare. Kurt weighs in. He says, exactly right on. Let's keep on hearing the insurance news blues. At least everyone can get coverage now. And Kyle weighs in. Obamacare is such a joke and a waste of time and money. So, you know, your thoughts on that. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. The article of Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota saying that they're not going to extend the coverage for health insurance plans that will discontinue because of new standards under the Affordable Care Act. Were you one of those people that fell under that? Did you have a plan that was critiqued to you that fit your life, your style, your needs? But that plan's now going away because somebody dictated that that plan that worked for you shouldn't work for you anymore. President Barack Obama decided 2 weeks ago to allow health insurers to extend coverage after many customers complained that they were losing coverage they wanted to maintain. In response, North Dakota Insurance Commissioner Adam Hand, and we had him here on the program, he asked insurers to consider extending coverage for the discontinued policies to give customers the option of keeping the policies. Paul Von Ebers, president of Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota on Monday, said extending coverage for the phased out plans would create problems, including higher premium costs down the line. He says this is a complex issue, and when we broke it down and determined the overall impact on all of our members in the long term and the short term, we felt it was not in the best interest of our members to continue the non-grandfathered plans into 2014. Von Ebers said that in a statement on Monday, that we believe it would shift costs from one group of members to others, creating additional market uncertainty and exposing our members to new financial risk. Isn't that what Obamacare does? It shifts the cost of health care from healthy individuals that have the ability to have their health care to paying for somebody that doesn't have health care. That's the purpose of the Affordable Care Act, isn't it? You don't have health insurance, so I need to pay for your health insurance. Huh. I have a crappy car, and you have a no car, but you need to have a car, so I should pay for your car. Huh. Does any of this make sense? Where does this make sense that an individual that works and makes a life and makes a living has to pay for somebody who doesn't have those same opportunities? The opportunity's there. to make something better out of yourself, or to afford health care, or to not have a minimum wage job. The opportunities are there. If somebody doesn't capitalize on those opportunities, is that my fault, or is that the fault of somebody else? You know, I don't ask for things that I don't deserve. I don't ask for things that I haven't worked for. And that's kind of a, to me, that's a North Dakota way. That's an upper Midwest mentality, whether it's Montana or South Dakota or North Dakota. That's just the mentality that we grow up with. That's my biggest problem with what's going on with the Affordable Care Act. Your thoughts when we come back after the break. Also, open phones, and then bottom of the hour, we're going to talk property taxes with North Dakota State Senator Dwight Cook. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's On Your Mind.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.